So hello everyone, welcome to today's episode of Inside Bio Podcast. I'm very happy to be back. I know it's been a long time since I recorded on a podcast, and I apologize greatly for my absence to all the people who have been following this podcast since I began. Yeah, so once again I apologize greatly. Yeah, so and God bless you for still hanging around. But yeah, so on today's episode of Inside Bio Podcast, I'll be speaking about how we can position ourselves to hear from God. I strongly believe in our walk with God. One of the most important things you need to learn or know is how to hear from God. And we know we could be in a place, or we could be in a room, in an auditorium, in a conference, in a lecture, and there could be a speaker, there is a speaker, there is a teacher, there is a lecturer, there is someone speaking. But our ability to hear whatever the person is saying is dependent on our posture. So we find instances whereby we are in a certain place and someone is speaking, but by the time we realize we've not really heard anything. So the whole importance of this podcast, today's episode, is to teach us or to help us know how to position ourselves to hear from God, basically. So let's get going. So as I said earlier in the introduction, we'll be speaking about how we can position ourselves to hear from God. And I strongly believe one of the most important qualities, one of the most important things every Christian should know, or that's one of the things which should be very important to every Christian, is the ability or being able to hear from God. According to the scriptures, every Christian has the ability to hear from God, or is able to hear from God, or should be able to hear from God, because the Bible says that my sheep know my voice. So once you are the sheep of God, you know God's voice. And the Bible says that for as many as were led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now the difference between a successful Christian and an unsuccessful Christian is one of the major differences, if not the only difference, is their ability to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, or to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. And success in Christianity is simply fulfilling God's will for your life. And you cannot fulfill God's will for your life if you cannot hear God speaking to you. So when you study the scriptures very well, you realize that everybody or every man or woman who God used greatly was able to hear from God or heard from God. But the question is, does God speak? God is always speaking to us. Even his silence is communication. But the most important question is, do we hear? And most often when I get to speak to people and I advise them, my final advice is, go and hear what God is saying, or go and speak to God. But the question I ask myself is, how many people in the body of Christ, or how many believers, have been taught, or in one way or another, have been exposed to the topic of hearing from God, or how to learn from God, or how to be led by the Holy Spirit? Because until we learn that topic, we can do very little. Mostly, for example, when it comes to the topic of prayer, God is not always interested in giving us what we ask for, just like that. So for example, again, you pray to God for a car, that Lord, give me a car. God is not always going to give you a car. Sometimes the answer to our prayer is an instruction. But when the instruction comes, the instruction has come, but many people, or some people, are not able to understand the instruction, or even decode the instruction. They tell that they don't even know it is God speaking. And it's very sad. So for example, Abraham and Moses, when he got to the Red Sea, he went to pray to God. He went to speak to God about the Red Sea with the Israelites, that the Egyptians are coming, there's a Red Sea in front of us, what should we do? So Moses, like a normal Christian, a normal believer, will be expecting that after I've prayed to God and told him about the Red Sea, God will pass the Red Sea for us. But God told Moses to go and pass the Red Sea with a stick he had, or the rod he had. And most Christians are praying for something, and God will give them an instruction in order for them to get what they are praying for, or in order for what they are praying for to appear. But then, when the instruction is coming, they do not have what it takes to interpret the instruction or to know that God is speaking. And I cannot fully exhaust that topic in this podcast, but by the help of the Holy Spirit, we are going to try. Well, I think just one tip. So I strongly encourage everyone listening to this podcast to have a personal Bible study on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. I strongly recommend Kenneth Hagin's book on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. I'm sure when you search around, you Google it, you would come across. You can go to a bookshop and buy it. You can go to YouTube and listen to messages on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure it will do you some great good. So to the main topic, and there's a scripture in Matthew, in the book of John, in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 17. And the scripture says that if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak of my own. So this is from the NIV. And I'll prefer to read it from the King James. So if you could give me some few seconds as I open it. So basically, what the scripture is saying is that we hearing from God is kind of dependent on our willingness to obey God's word. So now I have the King James version with me here. This is what it says, Matthew chapter 7, verse 17. So you can check any Bible near you. Hopefully, if you are listening on your phone, you can just Google it if you don't have a Bible on your phone. Yeah, so he says, why do I keep on saying Matthew? I mean, John chapter 7, verse 17. Sorry. And he says that John chapter 7, verse 17. Sorry for the delay, the lapse, the gaps. He says that if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. If any man will do his will. Let me read for the NLT too. It says, anyone, yes, the NLT, the translation, I like how the NLT puts it. It says, John chapter 7, verse 17. Anyone who wants to do the will of God will know whether my teaching is from God or is merely my own. So, in order for us to know whether a teaching is from God, to know whether an instruction is from God, it's dependent on our willingness to do the will of God. That's the core of today's message. That our ability to, our we knowing whether a message or an instruction is from God or not, is dependent on our willingness to do God's will, on we wanting to do God's will. So the scripture says that anyone who wants to do the will of God will know whether my teaching is from God or is merely my own. So the posture required for us to first of all hear from God, or to know whether this thing I'm hearing is it from God or is from man or is from my mind, is dependent on our willingness to do the will of God or our willingness to obey the word of God. So for example, you are going to seek for a job, and or you have a job offer or a proposal before you, and you want to know the word of God or the counsel of God, what God is saying concerning this. Now your ability, or you knowing what God is saying concerning it, to know whether the word we are going to receive concerning God's word we are going to receive concerning that proposal or that job is actually from God, or is from God, is dependent on your willingness to obey God. So many people want to hear from God, but not everyone wants to obey God. I don't know if I'm making it clear enough. People want God to say something, but they are not entirely willing to do what God says they will do. So for example, people want to get married, but if God says let's stay away from fornication, or let's remain pure till marriage, people begin to and we find all sorts of reasons and all sorts of unfortunate reasons why we can't. So if concerning the example I gave earlier, let's say you are asking God whether I should venture into a certain proposal, a certain job. Now, are you willing enough to obey God? Because if you are not willing, so for example, someone is praying for a job proposal, he has already made his mind up that yes, I'm going for the job, or he's asking God, should I marry this girl, or should I marry that boy, yes or no? Before he's praying, he has already said yes in his mind. So when God is saying no, he's not even hearing the no. But your willingness, it starts with that willingness to obey God. It starts with that willingness to obey God. Because sometimes you want to church and the pastor, you want to give an offering to God, and God has given you an instruction, but in your heart, low key, you are not willing to give that money. So even when God is saying give 100 cedis or $100 or £100, you are saying, no, this one can't be from God, because you are not willing to obey that word. So it first starts with a desire, which is to obey God. Now, once you have the desire to obey God, you will be able to discern whether the instruction you are hearing is from God or not. That's what the Bible says. So I'll read the scripture one more time. That anyone who wants to do the will of God will know whether my teaching is from God or is merely my own. So to know whether a certain instruction you have heard, a certain thought which is coming up in your mind, before you know whether it is from God or not, you'd first of all have to pass the test of having the desire or the will, or the will to do God's will, or to obey God, or to do God's purpose. I just hope I'm being clear enough. So that's what I have to share today with everyone listening to today's podcast. And I pray for all of us listening to this podcast that the Holy Spirit himself will teach us how to hear from God and how to be led by He, the Holy Spirit himself. And yeah, so I'll once again encourage everyone to have a personal Bible study. Look for messages on how to be led by the Holy Spirit, because it's very important with concerning when it comes to our work with God or our Christian work. Yeah, it's a very important topic. Yeah. So finally, if you are listening to this podcast and out and you are not born again, I want to encourage you to give your life to Jesus. The best decision you could make in your life, the Bible says in Romans, if you're asking how can you do it, and born again does not necessarily mean you have to go back into your mother's womb and come out again. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10 that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that he died and resurrected, then you'll be saved. So yeah, you just have to confess that, Father, I confess that you are Lord over my life. I declare you are Lord over my life, and I believe in my heart that you died for my sins, and please forgive my sins. This simple prayer will transform your life. And yeah. And finally, I pray for everyone listening on this podcast that God bless you all. And if you are sick in your body, I thank God for healing as well. I thank God that you are healed by his stripes in Jesus' name. If you are going through tough times, you are going through difficulties, I thank God that he releases grace and help and comfort to you. And if you are seeking God for you want counsel concerning certain things, I thank God that he gives you wisdom and direction in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless you so much for listening to today's episode, and do also share with others and keep loving Jesus because Jesus loves you more. God bless you so much.